Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the CCEA's decision while briefing media in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode with a total project length of over 82 kilometers and total capital cost of over 4,447 crore rupees.
भागलपुर दुमका रामपुरहाट डबलिंग ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है। इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े तीर्थ स्थल देवघर धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है।
Chief Secretary in Nepal Government Ek Narayan Aryal today held discussions with officials on easing the delivery of basic services amid the ongoing unrest in the country. The Himalayan nation witnessed deadly violence and chaos over the past 2 days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. We are now joined by our Kathmandu correspondent for more updates. Shweta, now what's the latest on the ground?
On the third day of Gen Z protest followed by the curfew from Monday evening, the Chief Secretary of Government of Nepal, Ek Narayan Aryal, is discussing with the secretaries about easing the delivery of basic services in the current adverse situation. Meanwhile, the Nepali army have taken strict control of Kathmandu Valley. 4 people have been arrested on charges of looting the Bhatbhateni supermarket in Maharajganj. The security bodies also seized currency more than rupees 3 million from different individuals involved in robbery from Gaushala, Chabahil and Baudha area in Kathmandu Valley. The army also confirmed the recovery of one additional looted firearm, bringing the total number of weapons recovered so far to 32. Furthermore, 26 inmates who had escaped from the district prison in Dadeldhura have been rearrested. Back to you.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. Meanwhile, security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, and Uttarakhand. In Bihar, special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. Forces of Poland and NATO today shot down several Russian drones in alleged violation of Polish airspace during Moscow's aerial attack on neighboring Ukraine. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk claimed that the airspace violation in the early hours today amounted to an international provocation from Moscow. Mr. Tusk said it forced the NATO and EU member states to close its airspace and order citizens in the eastern part of the country to stay indoors. He said there were no casualties. The Polish Prime Minister also said his government is seeking NATO consultations on a potential response, a procedure known as Article 4. And in Asia Cup cricket, India is set to begin their campaign against host UAE in a Group A encounter in Dubai this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian time. In the opening fixture, Afghanistan registered a 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi in Group B game yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.